The Southern Nevada Health District is announcing the first presumptive positive case of coronavirus disease 2019, known as COVID-19, in a Clark County resident. Test results are considered presumptive positive until the result is confirmed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The patient is a man in his 50s who is hospitalized and is currently in airborne isolation. In a new press release about the coronavirus, Washoe County Health District officials are stating that, quote, healthcare facilities are being inundated with calls and patients are arriving at their locations unannounced. The district is advising residents with symptoms to contact their medical provider for guidance. The Washoe County Health District is advising residents with symptoms of fever, cough, and difficulty breathing to call their medical provider for guidance or use a telemedicine option if that's available. If residents do not have any symptoms, health officials are asking residents to not contact their medical provider. The Nevada State Public Health Laboratory is located at the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine. The lab is charged with testing for the novel coronavirus. KUNR's On Gray spoke with Dr. Mark Pandori, who's the director of the lab, to learn more about testing in the community.
Do you have information on if people exhibit symptoms, where they're supposed to go, and are those test kits available to providers in the community, and who are the ones that have them?
If you feel very ill, and you will see your clinician, and your clinician would then decide or ascertain by asking questions whether or not you might be at risk for coronavirus. If you're symptomatic and they don't have any risk ascertained, they may run a few lab tests to see if you have anything which is circulating right now, because it is flu season and cold season, so you might have something more common that we're, or at least something that we more commonly deal with. And if you were negative for that, it's possible that you would then be, your case would be discussed with public health, and if public health agreed that testing was warranted, the public health laboratory here at the School of Medicine on the UNR campus and the State Public Health Lab for Nevada can run the test. And the good news is that that specimen is very likely going to be possibly is the same specimen that is possible to use to test for influenza or for the cold or for other respiratory diseases. That test for COVID would then come to the State Public Health Lab and we would perform the test there. But that specimen collection would occur right there in the doctor's office, and we have a network of couriers that would facilitate that.
What does that mean, a network of couriers?
A network of people who can retrieve the specimen from the doctor's office and take it to the State Public Health Lab in a car, for example.
And that's where you come in?
Correct. There is the Southern Health District has a laboratory in Clark County that would serve Clark County. The State Public Health Lab here at the University of Nevada School of Medicine campus is the public health lab for the entire state of Nevada. But there is testing available in Clark County.
Okay, got it. So basically, people get swabbed at a clinician's office.
Yes.
If it comes back negative for other types of illnesses and the clinician decides maybe we need to see if this is coronavirus, a courier will come take the specimen to your lab. Your lab will analyze it. And then tell me, when you analyze it, how long does it take to get the results and what will that trigger once you get that information?
Good questions. When the lab receives the specimen, so that's brought to our laboratory, it would take our lab between 3 and 4 hours to generate a result as to whether or not the coronavirus 2019 is present or not in that specimen. If it was negative, we would share that result with the clinician and with public health. If it was positive, we would also share that result with the clinician who ordered the test and with public health officials. If it was positive, we would then send that specimen to CDC to confirm it.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Yes. This shares many of the same dimensions as in different ways. And I don't mean to minimize this. I don't mean to say, oh, we've seen this all before, because you'd never take an attitude like that for something this serious. But in terms of the kind of virus that it is and how it spreads, in 2009, you may recall, we had what was initially called swine influenza, now known as the pandemic H1N1 strain. And that's actually become a normal strain in the community of influenza. But at first, remember, you may recall that we were dealing with what we thought were very high death rates from that strain of influenza. And we saw that it started in another country, and then it spread, and then we started to see cases in community spread here in the United States. In that regard, it's almost identical. For all the features that I just laid out to that 2009 thing that we dealt with. But in many ways also, it's similar to Ebola, which we had a few years ago. With that, we had, again, something that started in another country. It started to be seen in other countries throughout the world. And the death rate is very high, much higher for Ebola, I have to say parenthetically. But for those in those two instances, we were dealing with something similar in terms of scope and in terms of dynamics.
Thank you for that. And thank you for your time, Dr. Pandori.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Mark Pandori, who runs the Nevada State Public Health Laboratory. He spoke with KUNR's On Gray. The Washoe County Health District is advising residents with symptoms of fever, cough, and difficulty breathing to call their medical provider for guidance or use a telemedicine option if that's available. If residents do not have any symptoms, health officials are asking residents to not contact their medical provider.